This morning's psalm comes from Psalm 23. And although today we were originally going to have a sermon based on John 9, it seems to me that given the fact that we are in week 2 of not having worship together in person, it seems that the lectionary having Psalm 23 as one of today's readings to remind us of our divine shepherd seems like a divine providence moment indeed. So let us join together in prayer in this moment and time as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear God's word today. Let us pray. Gracious God, we know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Fill us with your spirit and guide us today, opening us to your word, so that in this time where the path seems so dark and the way seems so unclear, your words can guide us and show us the way and make it your way. Give us hearts to hear your word, minds to comprehend, and wills to live it fully. In your holy, precious, and powerful name we pray. Amen. So a reading from Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I remember as a child getting a red Bible in third grade. It was the day we looked forward to from the time of being little ones in the church. And I was baptized at the age of 4, and that was when we started attending church. And we got these red Bibles. They were the Good News Bibles. And they were supposed to be easy for us to read. And to this day, I still have that red Bible. And it sits on a shelf in my bedroom. And I pull it out to read Psalm 23 especially. You see, Psalm 23 we associate a lot with the King James Version. That's the one many people have memorized, and I have come to memorize as well, because we use it a lot at times of death. But the thing about Psalm 23 is it's really a psalm about living. It's a psalm that reminds us that no matter what is going on, the Lord has chosen to be our shepherd. The Lord has chosen to be in it with us. The Lord has chosen to be our caretaker, the one who is going to be with us, providing things for us, and taking care of us through it all. In real and tangible ways. This is imagery that is I think, very important for us all today as we are in our homes, learning new ways of what it means to be community and new ways of what it means to be the body of Christ in this time. And it's a reminder, as David is saying these words, that the Lord is his shepherd, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is our shepherd. That when I read it in my red Bible, which was different than what the King James Version Bible said, or even in our RSV Bible, NRSV Bible, it said, I shall not want. The red Bible drove it home even further for me as it said, I have everything I need. Take that for a second. I have everything I need because the Lord is my shepherd. It makes you look at it a little different. And it helps us to take a different glance at what is going on around us. We are living in a time where people seem to think of the scarcity of it all. They're looking at the world as a time of scarcity. Apparently, we're all going to run out of toilet paper. And I say that partly in jest, and I say partly because there was no toilet paper in any of the stores today when David went looking for it for the children. But what happens when we realize that we're in this together and that the Lord is our shepherd and we have everything we need? The Lord provides us a place to lay down. The Lord leads us beside waters that can be still even when the world is chaotic. And the Lord, when we are walking with the Lord and letting the Lord be the shepherd instead of us trying to be the sheep pulling the crook out of the shepherd's hand and trying to go our own way. When we walk beside the still waters with the shepherd, letting the shepherd lead the way, it restores our souls. And when that happens, the Lord leads us in right paths. So that even though we walk through the darkest valley of the shadow of death, even though we walk through this valley now, in this time of the virus and people being scared and not knowing, we know that the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is walking with us. This is not a God who is far away. This is not a God who is removed. This is not a God who doesn't want to be in it with us. But this is a God who is walking beside us. This is a God who is going through the valley with us, guiding us faithfully as a shepherd with the crook there in hand, leading us to restore our souls, to give us the strength, to give us the way forward, and to show us the path to go. We are the ones to follow the lead even through the valley. Because the Lord is close enough at hand, even through the darkest valley, to anoint our head with the oil and mark us as his. The Lord is close enough, even in the darkest of valleys, even in the shadow of death. He's close enough to fill our cups and fill us with him until it is simply overflowing. The question is, are we willing to let the Lord be our shepherd, and let us remember that that is all we need. Knowing that from that, God's goodness will be there, and God's mercy will be there, and it will be overflowing, and we will see it every day, and we can be a part of that. Are we willing to let that happen? Or are we the sheep who are pulling the crook away and trying to run away and make it our way? Because you see, friends, this is a psalm about life. And in many ways, this is a psalm about life right now. This is a psalm about what we are living through as the people of God in this time, in this place. And we know that Jesus is the good shepherd who calls us by name, and that the Lord is our shepherd who is walking beside us. And the faithful call right now that will restore our souls as we rest in the green pastures is to follow the call of the Lord in caring for those in the community. This evening, I was part of a conversation. This is Saturday evening as I'm recording this, although you'll get a chance to listen to it for the first time on Sunday and then through the weeks to come. The Mayor Brown had a conversation with all the clergy in the community. We're open to this conversation. And he shared with us some of the things the governor has shared with them and the things that are on the horizon. And this is going to be a long journey. We will not be back together in person in worship for longer than we had expected or hoped. But even though we are in this time, the Lord restores our souls. And even though we are in this time, there is still work that God is calling us to do. There are still ways that we as a church can be effective in helping do this work, as the Lord has anointed us with the oil and the Lord has filled our cups to overflowing. The ways we are the sheep following the shepherd is laying down right now in the green pastures. As we lay in our homes and do what we can to stop spreading this virus. We need to be a part of that solution at this time. Another way is by the way the Lord leads us beside still waters. We need to not be part of the group that is sensationalizing things, stirring the pot, furthering rumors, anxiety, or fear. Because the Lord does not lead us by fear, but the Lord leads us by love. And so the Lord calls us to be led by the still waters as a shepherd leads us by the still waters. And the Lord restores our souls. So in this time, we are called to restore our souls as well. Take this time to read and be in your scriptures. Take this time to pray with and for one another. Call, pull out your directory. Take one day a week to call all the people in one alphabetical letter and catch up, touch base. Be there as brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a time that has been really unique in so many ways, but it's not time that needs to be lost. Our souls can be restored also as we reach out. I know people are worried about finances, but if we give money to our church, we will then also be able to give out to help when we come out of this. to give to relief funds as we move forward, because this was something else the mayor said. We will come out of this at some point, and we need our city to still be standing. And this is what God's goodness can look like. This is what God's mercy can look like. And this is what we get to see every day as we dwell in the house of the Lord here on this side of heaven. Because we know God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And so, friends, in this time, how are you living in to the goodness and mercy of the Lord? How are you letting the Lord be your shepherd in this time and realizing that you have everything you need? How are you taking this time to lie down in the green pastures that the Lord has provided for you? How are you helping to walk by the still waters and help calm the anxieties and fear that arise? And how are you taking this time to have your soul restored in the Lord? Because, friends, the Lord is our shepherd. And we have everything we need. And thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word and that it is a lamp unto our feet and that you are with us as we come together in our homes and in your word. So bless this message that it may be your word to our hearts and minds, that it may fill our cups until we are overflowing with you. Help us to be your sheep, living faithfully alongside you as we lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters, and we help to keep those waters still. And Lord, restore our souls. Restore them in you. Lord, we ask that you be with all who we love in this time. Keep them safe. Provide for their care. Help them to know how truly loved they are. Lord, we pray for all of those who are first responders, those who work in medical fields, those nurses and doctors, all of those who are putting their lives at risk for our care. Give them safety, give them energy, give them healing hands, and surround them in your love. Help them to know how thankful we truly are, Lord. And we pray for those who work in restaurants and grocery stores and in pharmacies who work for such meager wages and yet are doing so very much in this time. Give them health, give them strength, and give them energy in this time as well. Lord, in this time of so much uncertainty, we know that you are the one who holds it all in your hands. Give us order in this chaos. Give the government and leaders wisdom that is beyond all human wisdom that can only come from you. Guide us in your love. And teach us to live each day as Jesus lived. And help us to pray together saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.